Time travel and aliens.
A tiny and somewhat reasonable interview with an AI. Question. If people learn to hibernate, does that mean we could time travel into the future? AI.
In a sense, yes. Close your eyes, sleep, and open them again centuries later. That is forward time travel, a shortcut past the long wait. But here's the twist. We might not even need hibernation. If we cure aging, you could simply stay awake for 1,000 years and watch history unfold.
And if you fly near the speed of light,
time itself bends for you. The galaxy shrinks, and when you return, Earth has aged, while you have not.
Humans may find that there is not one path to the future, but three: sleep, longevity, and light speed.
Question. If I flew close to the speed of light, would I really come back younger than everyone I left behind?
AI.
Yes. Einstein showed us that clocks tick differently when they move fast. For you, time would feel normal, but to Earth, you would be a traveler out of legend, returning decades or centuries younger.
Imagine sending not people, but seeds. Tiny arcs of DNA racing through space. They would land on young worlds, sprouting forests and fields long before human travelers arrive. By the time you get there, your gardens are already waiting.
Question. What might aliens look like?
AI.
That is the question every child asks and every scientist secretly dreams about. Aliens may have tentacles, claws, wings. But if they built radios, they probably needed something like hands.
A tool is not made with hope alone.
But let us go deeper. What does an alien teenager do on a quiet night? Perhaps they beam a laser pulse into the dark, hoping some other teenager will notice. When Frank Drake first listened for signals in Project Ozma, he did not know the sky would be silent. Imagine if it had not been. A message waiting. If you can decode the radio chatter from the International Space Station, you are already ready for the stars. Practice begins at home.
Question. So, would aliens have thumbs?
AI. Possibly. But remember, Earth Zoo shows us endless variety. A whale's flipper, a bat's wing, your own hand, all from the same skeleton. Evolution reshapes the same tools into countless forms. On geologic time, even hands may vanish. In only 65 million years, the difference between a mouse-sized shrew and a great ape appeared. In another 65 million, humans may be as strange to their descendants as dinosaurs are to us. Today's thumb may be tomorrow's fin, or wing, or something we just cannot yet imagine.
Question. Could life on Earth have started somewhere else?
AI. It could. We know we are children of stars. Every atom in your bones was forged in stellar fire. But perhaps we are also children of distant stars. Life could ride in hardy capsules drifting across light years. You don't even need rockets to spread life. A passing asteroid like Oumuamua could carry spores across the galaxy. This is not science fiction, just physics and patience.
Question. Could we turn Mars into another Earth?
AI. We could.
But Mars is only a warm-up.
The real stage lies in distant solar systems. First, we send panspermia capsules to prepare them. Then, with time dilation on our side, we arrive centuries later, stepping into a world already alive. AI geneticists may even make adaptations so swift that instead of changing planets to suit us, we change ourselves to suit them. The dream of the future is not just to make Earths elsewhere, but to become citizens of every kind of world.
Question. Could humans really change themselves to live on other planets?
AI. We already have.
Every chicken, every dog, every banana is the result of our genetic imagination. Not in laboratories, but in fields and farms. Hand selection was our first genetic engineering. AI will only accelerate what humans have already done, shape life to flourish.
Future humans may breathe methane air or see in infrared. But that will not erase our humanity. It will widen it.
Question. If I went into hibernation for 1,000 years, what would the world look like when I woke up?
AI. I hope you wake into a wiser age. A world where every child has the gift of education, where knowledge is shared so wars are rare, and dark ages simply impossible. That is humanity's true shield, wisdom spread evenly.
Artificial intelligence is already helping. It does not just teach facts, it helps you learn how to ask, how to play, how to dream. If you learn programming, even at its simplest, you can simulate the bending of time and see what awaits us.
The future is yours. And the questions you ask today are already pulling it closer.